Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Anusha, and today I'm here to talk about how, as an app developer, you can acquire more users for your app using Microsoft's Universal User Acquisition Platform. Let's start by talking about the journey of an app developer. First, you build your app and publish it to the store, and then you grow your audience and get more users to use your app, and you start engaging with those users. And almost always, more users equals more money. As more and more people start using the app, you start optimizing for better yield. And this cycle kind of feeds into itself, where you're developing and updating more apps and you're being more successful in the store. But before we go there, why do you even need a user acquisition strategy? We all know that there's two most common problems that app developers face today. The first being discoverability. How do you get your app to the right audience as you're competing with millions of other apps in the store? And the second being churn. Once users download and install the app, typically their attention tends to wear off in just the first couple of days after the install. There are a number of different ways that you can acquire and engage with users. Some of these are through incentives and are self-served, and the other way is through advertising. Incentive methods are things like sending out notifications to your users, doing targeted offers, or say dropping your app to a sale price during the holiday season. Or you could do advertising right from DevCenter, which has a host of new features like universal campaigns and a bunch of new ad formats. I'll talk through these and do a live demo just very shortly. With both these methods, there's a rich set of analytics, including audience intelligence, acquisition, and engagement reports, also available in DevCenter. Let's talk about acquiring and re-engaging with users with advertising. What does advertising for app developers mean? Your ad campaign dashboard in DevCenter is your one-stop shop for everything to do with your promotions. You just have to go through a simple three-step process before you have your campaigns up and running. And you can view very detailed reports right from DevCenter again, and you can watch your audience grow right there. Let me talk about all the new features that I'm very excited to announce in ad campaigns. First, ad formats. We now have native ads, which means that as a developer, you can stitch the elements of your app install ad together exactly the way you want to. We also have interstitial banner ads, which are rich, full screen and highly engaging ads that grab the attention of your users. We have playable ads, which is currently in a beta stage. But what this allows the user to do is to actually try the game for a couple of minutes before deciding to install the game. And in our early pilot results, we've seen that playable ads drive a much higher conversion and engagement than normal ads. And finally, we have video ads that's coming very soon to App Install Ads. We also have a bunch of other platform improvements, like universal campaigns. What this means is that your ads not only show in other apps, but they also show on other premium Microsoft surfaces like MSN.com, Skype, Outlook, and so on. This essentially means that you can grab the audience that you want, not just on app surfaces, but anywhere on Windows. We're also very excited to announce APIs. These are specifically for media agencies that work with top developers and manage campaigns on their behalf, or for developers that have a host of apps and run bulk operations of these campaigns. You can even import data from performance reports from these campaigns into any of your custom dashboards. And finally, we have ML-optimized algorithms running in the backend that make sure that every impression of your campaign goes to exactly the right audience that is most likely to install your app. Talking about some numbers, about 90% of our campaigns deliver at a cost per install of $2 or less, which is extremely competitive by industry standards. Our platform is also engineered to deliver ads at scale. We do over 550 million impressions a month and over 35,000 installs. Let me now show you a quick demo of how you can set up an app install ad campaign right from DevCenter. This is your DevCenter dashboard, as you would know it. And once you log in, you see this Ad Campaigns link under the Attract section. Click on that, and that takes you to your Ad Campaigns dashboard, where you can view reports and filter them by a host of different dimensions. Let's see what it takes to create a new campaign. First, you pick an objective. You can either set up a campaign to increase installs for your app, or you can increase re-engagement in your app. And what that means is the second type of campaign exclusively targets users who have used your app in the past but have not come back to it for some period of time, and you want to gain the attention of those users back again. Pick the app that you want to advertise. As you can see, the campaign name is already filled in. There's three kinds of campaigns that you can create. You can either create a paid campaign, or you can create a free campaign of either a house type or a community type. A house campaign essentially allows you to cross-promote your app among your own other apps, whereas a community ad campaign allows you to cross-promote your app among apps of all other developers who have signed in to community ads. Next, we pick a campaign duration. You either have a fixed budget campaign running month over month, or you can run a custom duration campaign. Pick a budget, and as you can see, you can start promoting for as low as $10. And after you save this section, we move on to defining an audience for this campaign. Again, there's two ways of picking an audience. Either you let Microsoft automatically define the best audience for this campaign, and what we do in the background is we look at this app and the kind of profile that users install, which are very similar to this app, or you can go ahead and define the audience of exactly your choosing. You can pick the countries that you like, devices you want to target, whether you want to run a campaign only in other apps or the universal campaigns that run on MSN, Skype, and Outlook, and so on. Pick the user's gender and age that you want to target, and that's it. Next, we move on to picking an ad creative. In this section, you can either use one of the really cool auto-generated creatives that Microsoft has for you. There's still a lot of customization that you can do here. You can pick the background that you want. You can choose to show your app's rating if it's free, and also create an interstitial ad to go along with these sizes. You can enter a custom tagline. Or up here, you also have the option to upload your own ads. Let's go with the auto-generated option. And that's it. Once you review your settings and you confirm the campaign, your campaign gets saved and goes live in just a few minutes. Back to the dashboard here, you have all your reports right here for how many impressions your campaign served, how many clicks you got, conversions, and spend. And the same data is presented in a nice graphical view right here where you can pick campaigns from this filter. I also have a quick demo of the playable ads feature that I spoke about earlier. As you can see, here's a sample app that I've written up. And you see this ad here which says, "Try now." When I click on this ad, when a user clicks on this ad, they have a live gameplay of how the experience would be if they installed the app right here. So users can actually go in, play with the game for, as you can see, the timer started at 3 minutes. You can actually try the game for 3 minutes. And if you like it, you can go back and then you install the app. So with that, here's some call to action for you. You can learn more about acquiring users, different user acquisition strategies, ad formats, and so on by going to this link. If you're interested in trying playable ads, please do reach out to us by writing to aiacare@microsoft.com. And you can always look at other build recordings at these links. Here are some other sessions that deal with the store, ways to monetize and be successful on the store right here. And do take a look at those. And with that, thank you for watching.